We are live from Yankee Stadium. In about an hour and a half, you'll get the pregame show, and you will hear this voice. The voice of the New York Yankees, Susan Waldman. Susan,
hi guys.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I'm here. I'm on the air at 7:30.
Yeah, Susan made me feel very bad because she needed to bring up the Patriots and how.
No, I thought you wanted. I thought you wanted to talk about Patriots football. Tiki's here.
And... We don't want to talk about Game Three, so we might as well talk about the Jets
game
getting
one,
beat up.
Or Game Two.
All right.
Well, you've seen it all. What's your feeling about this team going into Game Four right now?
Do you know what? And this is really odd.
Yeah.
I have had no feeling about this all the way through. I mean, I do know that, Kansas City, I think that was a sweet little team. I mean,
sure.
They have really good pitchers.
Cute little adorable team.
You know, Cleveland, too. They're a little better. This is a real team. This is a team. They hit up and down the lineup.
Yep.
They pitch. Everybody pitches. And I really had no clue. Usually I have a feeling because they could come out and be the Yankees that won 94 games. They can come out and do this because we've seen both. I mean, everybody is all up in arms about Judge. We've seen this a couple times already.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we haven't seen is everybody else going into the tank at the same time.
Right. I know it's because we just had Alex on, and he was talking about Andrew Friedman and the team that he built. Because we'll talk about Ohtani, and we'll talk about Betts and Friedman and Freddie Freeman, but Tommy Edman's the guy who's doing a lot of the damage.
But isn't that always what happens? There's always these guys that are at the bottom of the order.
Yep.
Brian Doyle, Marty Barrett in 75 in the ALCS. There are people like that because they don't pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how this is being perceived. Judge has struck out 20 times, right? You know who else has struck out 20 times? Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
But nobody's saying a word. But it looks like the Yankees are doing strange things. Bring up Ohtani. Ohtani came out for the introductions with his arm in a sling. and Clark Schmidt, instead of going... strike, walked him on four pitches, trying to, because probably the iPad said, well, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
His arm was in a sling.
Yeah.
I mean, try and see if he can swing.
Right.
It was kind of,
right, if you give up a home run, it's just 1-0. You're fine.
That's exactly right, but it's strange things. Also, to me, and they tell me I'm wrong because people, there's not a hangover. I did not see them respond from game one. Mm. That was a gut punch. That was a punch in the stomach. It really was. I was getting ready to go on the field, and all of a sudden, all these LA people are going in front of me. It was really was, and it was stunning. And you have to brush that off. And I'm not sure they have.
Yeah. How much of this is on Aaron Boone trying to strike the right chord, say the right things, put out the right lineup?
What do you mean? This is the same lineup pretty much he's had all year. Is it the problem or is it the reason they won? All these things. Now, look at this team and Aaron Boone. And, it's not Billy Martin. I understand this.
Right.
This is not what they want anymore. You're not going to find these people. This team got very little production out of left field all year.
Right.
They got no production out of third base all year. They got no production out of first base most of the year. They got no production out of catcher most of the year.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a stretch with Austin Wells.
Yeah, for 3 weeks.
But it was
bullpen blew up in July.
Right.
And they still won 94 games. How bad could he be?
True. But with nothing working against one of the best teams in baseball, should you try something different?
Well,
I'm asking.
I would, but I don't know. This is different than this whole mental approach now with the analytics and how they're brought up and how they come through the minor leagues and how they swing. It's a whole thing. I would change things up. But that's a gut thing. Maybe Aaron Boone thinks his team won't respond if they move. Why hasn't he moved Aaron Judge? And, I've asked a million times, why don't you ever switch them? No, I like it the way it is. Somebody doesn't want to switch.
Right.
Well, you know what I find curious about, and the only reason I bring this up is because he learned from Aaron Boone, was watching Carlos Mendoza all year. He changed it up a lot.
He did.
Now, maybe it's personnel difference. Maybe it's they don't have as many stars. But why, from the Yankee tree, did Mendy say, I'm going to try something, and it feels like Aaron's like, look, this is what got me here. I'm not changing a damn thing.
Okay, well, let's go back to the Yankee tree.
Yes.
Because Carlos Mendoza was here a long time Aaron Boone. He did not get brought up by
Aaron Boone,
He was managing against Luis Rojas in the minor leagues for years. Mendy was always going to be a manager. You always knew that he was going to be a manager. He's his own guy, and he was a great bench coach, and I think he helped Aaron Boone doing an awful lot with stuff like that. But the things that he did as bench coach that people don't know, how he worked with players and how he got... I'll tell you a
story. Right, you hear this a lot about with Glaber.
Well, I've talked a lot about Glaber, but there's more. Do you know about the Miguel Cabrera story?
No.
All right, this is amazing. We're in Detroit last year, and Miggy is retiring, and it's his last game, and I have Oswaldo Cabrera on the field as the star of the game. And he's looking across the field, and he's got tears in his eyes, and he said to me, you know, I'm on the same field as Miguel Cabrera. And I told Mendy what, because they're, so the next day, there's Glaber, there's Cabrera, a couple of other guys, and there's Miggy on the third base dugout, and Mendy says to get them to stop, you know, swinging and pulling everything. Mendy says, Miggy, tell them how many times you have tried to pull a ball in all these years. And he said, never. and he's trying to get all these guys. Glaber's best when he goes right center, and sometimes he forgets. But it was Miggy, and it was Carlos Mendoza who went to Miggy and said, will you talk to these guys?
Right.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's got the analytic. He's got the analytic mind, too.
Yeah.
But he knows people.
Yeah. It's funny, because you heard it during the season. This is Mendy with the Mets. You'd ask him a question. Was this analytic based or was it gut? He kind of didn't want to answer because you could tell it was gut.
Right.
It was just his years of experience.
That,
but that's my point. You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Well, now you have to. It's the answer has to be in an iPad. And a lot of managers, and I'm not saying here, Dave Roberts does it every now and then too. But you change a pitcher because if it doesn't work, you can go to the guy upstairs and say, "See this? I did what you told me to do, and it didn't work.
Right.
I would have run in, you know, Sam Birdbath."
Right. I love Sam Birdbath. He's one of my favorites.
He's not as good as his brother, John. Sam is very good.
You're listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN, HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. We're talking to Susan Waldman here live from Yankee Stadium. So, Judge, he's obviously getting the most attention because he hasn't hit this postseason.
Right.
Do you get the sense that he is pressing, that he is putting the pressure on himself to carry this team or... Like, it's becoming a mental thing now with him?
I think it is. Mm. And I thought there were some good at-bats yesterday. There was one that was up the middle that was good, and that obviously it was off the end of the bat, but the one that went into left field because he's been not there.
Right.
This is, he takes, you know, he's really good at saying one at-bat at a time. I mean, to be frank here, except for Soto and Stanton a lot of times, Aaron Judge has carried this team for 6 months.
Oh, no doubt. And, no question.
You know, they're not anywhere without him, and that includes the month of April where he didn't get hit at all. He was just like this.
Yeah.
The difference this time is that they're not responding down the rest of the lineup. Mm-hmm. Their whole thing is pass the baton. Nobody is passing the baton past Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, that's where it stops, and then the rest of the lineup has been kind of non-existent, except for Rizzo every now and then. But I think... You know, if there's nothing wrong with him, and I think at this point he's obviously trying too hard. Pressing, I don't like that word because that means he's, you know, he's out of his, you know, sometimes you want to try too hard. That's what the rest of the lineup is doing. It just takes one. Joe Torre used to go over, I remember one day Tino was in a terrible, terrible slump, and Joe goes to him and said, all right, when you come up next time, I want you to hit a ground ball to second base. And Tino goes, okay. So Tino hits the ball for the first time in a month, and it goes into the right field seats. I mean, that's what you try and do something. He'd say that to like Jose Molina. Jose, I want you to have a sacrifice fly right here. Okay, I'll do that.
Right.
And he would do it.
It simplifies things.
Just he simplified things. He didn't have an iPad.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, the other side of this conversation we're having with you obviously revolves around your partner. This could be his last game.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now as they're putting up lights in your WFAN broadcast booth where you've called so many games with John Sterling. The Today Show, I believe, is doing an interview with some correspondent or producer. He's getting mic'd up. But, I mean, this could be his last Yankee broadcast.
I know.
I mean, how does that make you feel thinking about? I mean, he already retired once, but this is different.
But this is different. That was, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
I'm leaving.
Right.
This is something else. As a matter of fact, I was thinking as I was driving in here, what do I say?
Yeah.
I mean, what do I say? I mean, it's not only 20 years on the radio. I've known this man for 40 years.
Right.
I mean, it's you know, for when he first came over from Atlanta, I was, you know, I was Sweetie Birdie, WFAN, with the microphone. I was the first one. But it's tough, and I think this has made him so happy.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the fans, I hear it all the time, and what I've heard on the streets from fans outside, I said, you know, we this is right, the two of you.
Oh, no doubt.
And it's comfortable. Sometimes you want comfort. I mean,
right.
You want something that's familiar. You know, when Kansas City came here, Denny Matthews, who hasn't traveled in years, came with the team just in case it was like the last game. They want to hear Denny right. Matthews tell them their team is either winning or losing.
Yeah.
They don't want, you know, somebody new.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, and it's great for him.
Oh, I mean, just as a baseball fan, like, I understand he couldn't do it anymore, but it was so abrupt. It was like, wait a second, we're not going to get to hear John Sterling anymore? So it seems only right, however this season ends, that he is that voice with you as this season concludes, good or bad.
I wonder if he's thought of something. You know, he always says he flies by the seat
right.
of his pants. Do you think he's got a speech or not?
What do you think?
No.
You tell us.
Well, hopefully he doesn't have to deliver it for a couple more days. But
well, yeah, I hope so, too.
But. Well, the thing that's so difficult, and I'm trying as a baseball fan to read what I think is going to happen, but I also think back to 04. Like, did you at all think that that Red Sox team was going to be the team?
No, and I grew up there, so I know that whole thing. And I do remember before game four, I remember we're at Fenway Park, and these Yankee fans were, like, harassing these Bostonians. And I said, oh, leave them alone. They're going to have a bad day. And it was, you know, and it was because I remember those faces. Those faces could only be in Fenway Park.
Sure, they just lost 19-8 the day earlier.
It was
awful.
Know, and we all remember everything. But, you know, they did it to your mother. They did it to your aunt in Section 17. Luis Aparicio falling down, running around third base. The pennant lost by a half a game in 72 or 73. We all remember everything. But that game, and then I heard Kevin Millar say to Dan Shaughnessy, and I think it's in that Netflix thing, don't let us win one game.
Right.
And so that's what they've got to be saying.
Right.
One game. If you can take it. That team, though, was battle-tested. They had fought the Yankees for a long time.
Yeah, no, yeah. That lost a seven-game series a year earlier. Yeah.
That group, yep.
But they were also, I mean, they were raw, and they were, like, angry about it. This Yankee team doesn't feel angry about this. I don't know why. It just feels calm.
It's a different world. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah,
it's
but...
It's a whole other
Is it the
world.
Era, or is it the
I
team?
I think it's the era. Era?
Okay.
I really
is it the
do.
Player? The player's just different?
I think they're different.
Yeah.
You know, all over, you're fine. Everything's fine.
Right.
We'll stick to the process. It's
oh,
fine.
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, fans hate it, too. I'm just trying to be fair that we all look back at 2004, and I admit, like, I don't know as a fan when I said to myself, wow, this team could come back. So, for Yankee fans, if they win today, however they win, Luis Hill's great, they score a bunch of runs against the Dodger bullpen, tomorrow are Yankee fans going to say we can do it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think it's one game?
Because if they win tonight, that can turn the whole thing. I'll tell you, if they win tonight, I'm going home and packing to go back to Los Angeles.
Oh, that's smart.
Because, no, that's...
Yeah, put it in the ether, man.
You know, it could be, it depends on what they do today.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk well. I'll tell you who talks is terrific at this and who they've been leaning on. Anthony Rizzo, that 2016 team, a lot of people don't remember.
Wow.
They were down 3-1.
Yeah, if anyone knows about winning. It's him.
No, and he is really, I mean, you know, Judge is the captain, but Anthony Rizzo is someone that they really listen to. The guy's out there playing with two broken fingers.
Right, and that's why he was brought here, right? Because of that experience that he has. Not necessarily being down 3-0,
he's
just because he's done it before.
Oh, no, he's tough. He's a great defender. But and it's not even the fingers, it's the knuckles right below the, No, he's a tough character, and evidently he did this in 2016, had a knee or an ankle, I think they were talking about.
And he's hitting. He's actually been one of the few guys performing.
Yes, he is. But he does things like, you know, they're all looking at an iPad. I don't know if you've noticed. I've watched it when he walked in here. Two strikes, he chokes up a little bit that he can go the other way.
Who the heck does that anymore? He's like one of two guys.
Well, Evan, Pete Alonso did it when he hit the home run.
Right.
He was choked way up on the bat.
He also knew what was coming.
Trust me, that wasn't in the iPad.
No. talk to us about Hill, Luis Hill. He's a young player making
a big
start.
He's
a rookie making a humongous start at home. What can we expect? What do we think?
He's got tremendous stuff. Tremendous stuff. His fastball is so good, and it's got such great spin on it that even when he misses a little bit, they'll go for it. And if he misses over the middle, they won't hit it.
Right.
Although there are times when he does. I'm just worried a little bit about his focus if something goes wrong. This is a lot for a 24-year-old. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a rookie. This is his first full year. This is a lot. He's got tremendous stuff. He came up out of A-ball a few years ago when we first saw him before he got hurt. Came up, vroom, 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 vroom. he can be really good. He also can walk people,
right.
And he also can give up home runs. And this is, see, it's not only the Yankees. There is another team over there. They are really good. They are really good.
Yeah.
And it's not just the top of the order. Look at, I mean, Max Muncy doesn't hit, but there he is running around hitting home runs.
Oh, it's the whole lineup.
Yeah, it's every, all the way down. Tony Hedman is
batting ninth.
Yeah. No, it's like the year when Brocious was the MVP of the World Series, batting ninth in 98. I mean, this is a really, really good team.
How quick of a hook does Boone have to have with Luis Gil in an elimination game? Like, you can't wait too long on a night like tonight.
Where's he going?
I was saying this earlier, as crazy as it is, Dodgers are up 2-0 in the second inning. There are guys on base. I go to Luke Weaver. I have to extend the game. I've got to go to my best relievers.
No, you're not
I got to find a way to keep this game going.
Yeah.
I know that's nuts, but literally that's how I think in these elimination games. You got to find a way to survive.
No, you do. You do.
I know what you're thinking, Susan. Evan would be a terrible manager.
No, no, but you know what it is? That's the great thing about, you know, there's a gut thing here. What do I do here?
Right.
But he's got to think about this. And by the way, if you're not going to Stroman in the first inning, why is he there?
Yeah.
You know, well, I know why. I mean,
right.
Because they got to fill out a roster.
Well, I mean, or do you go to Nestor?
Right. So you think Stroman? So if he struggles
in two innings,
like
he hasn't pitched in a month.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
That's a good point.
But
we saw that with Nestor. Same thing.
What?
Hadn't pitched in a month.
Nestor was great. He just missed one pitch. It happened to be the wrong person. I mean, you saw what he did the next night. And the next night, it wasn't a bad idea. It was bad execution to the wrong person. He was trying to go up and in on Freddie.
Yeah.
He put it in his wheelhouse, down and in. You don't do that to a left-hander.
Yeah, look, you said something earlier, and it's crazy to think that game one could be the game we just look back on and say it turned everything, and they were never able to recover.
And they'll say that's not true, and I'm crazy, and I'm too emotional, and I'm a girl. I mean, it's just that. You know, it's but you can see it.
Right.
You can see it in people's faces. That was really, really tough. And, you know, and Aaron Boone just said to me 15 minutes ago, maybe this is the beginning of, like, one of the greatest comebacks because it's never been done in the World Series.
Can I ask a question? Because I know Boone got a lot of trouble for this 2 years ago. Where he tried to, like, hype up the team by showing highlights.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it?
Oh, it wasn't
That's
him.
A fake story?
No, it happened.
Who
but
did it?
It wasn't him.
Who did it? Was it you, Susan?
No. As far as the story was, it was they have all kinds of mental conditioning people here.
Okay. So it was a mental conditioner? Would you be against that? Like, it's a great story. The problem is it happened to the Yankees.
Tell me the story.
It's awful.
Yeah, so they showed highlights of the 0-4 Red Sox
to
inspire how you can come back from 3-0.
They did it against the Yankees. That was their – no, there was no one left on the team. No, it was a couple of years ago. No, I thought it was horrific. I was really, really angry.
But Boone did not do it.
No, it was not his idea. No, it was not. And I'm not sure how it came out. Somebody wanted that story out. You know, I want to know how it got out because it's, you know, it's not something that the public would like to know.
No, Yankee fans were livid when they
heard
that. I
was livid. See, they did what?
Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, against you. And that was, and when I told some of the people on that team, they said, they did what?
Yeah, I can imagine that ticking them off.
Oh, no, that was, no. And then it was explained to me, well, it was just to inspire that it can be done.
No.
I kept saying, but it was done against you. I don't understand. Well,
show hockey highlights.
Right.
That would be my advice.
Or show highlights of you being great. Right. Of your team being
great. Yeah. Well, that's what the joke was in the press box. Oh, they got to show those films again.
So gut feeling. Are we all here tomorrow night for game 5? You're in pain right now trying to answer this.
I am.
You think it's over. It's okay.
I don't know. I don't know which team is coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I think.
Yeah.
If they can get the lead immediately, they have to have the lead. They cannot play from behind with this team.
Yep.
If they can get
even though
the lead,
it's a bullpen game?
They get some pretty good arms.
That's true. Damn good bullpen.
That's true.
Wow.
And they're fresh every inning.
Right.
Every inning.
He used one guy I didn't think he was going to use. He had to use Michael Kopech yesterday.
Yeah.
But he didn't use Blake Treinen, who was tiring a little bit. And I don't know what the guy from Connecticut is gonna give you. What I thought was really smart, Ben is his first name.
Kasparias? Kasparias? I've only seen this guy pitch a few times. He's annoying.
No, he's annoying?
Well, I mean, as a fan, I had to watch him play my team. And now Yankee fans are watching him face their team.
Kasparias.
That's what it sounds like, a disease.
They brought him up because Michael Grove got hurt. Now, here's the great thing. Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
put him in against the Mets so that he would get experience in New York.
Right.
Because he's a local kid.
Yeah.
Well, and because he knows that madness.
Yeah.
And here, can you imagine if he had never pitched in postseason and he has to make a start against the team that he grew up idolizing?
No, it can't be easy.
One of his family and friends from Westport.
Can't be easy.
UConn. But that's a smart move right there. Had him. I think it was an inning and a third, maybe he pitched.
Yeah.
But he pitched over there.
Yes.
And I think that was very
I think he
important.
Pitched in game five, the game where they were getting killed.
Right.
And I think he pitched in game two. He pitched in two of the games of that series. But we'll see how he does tonight. We'll see how long he goes.
Yep. Yeah. Susan? If they can get ahead, I think they'll win.
All right. We shall see. Susan, we really appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you very much. The voice, one of the many voices of the New York Yankees. She's been the voice for many years. The first voice ever here on WFAN, the great Susan Waldman.